What's up, fight fans? Welcome to the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media. And as always, I'm giving you full fight previews and odds breakdowns of every main card fight on every UFC fight card, plus what we're giving you today, right now. Every week, we bring you our update special at the end of the week after the weigh-ins with the weights, the ramifications, if there are any, line movements, prop bets, all those things right here on the Fight Stack. It's the end of the week special for UFC on ESPN 45, Cara France versus Albazi at the Apex in Vegas. And the weigh-ins are a done deal. Kai Cara France, 24-10, 7-3 in the UFC, number 3 at flyweight. Amir Albazi, 16-1, 4-0 in the UFC, number 7 at 125. It's official. It is on. They were in each other's faces. The stare down got intense. Very excited to see these little guys get in there and throw down on Saturday. And you know what? That's interesting too when you think about it, because Brandon Moreno's taking on Alexandre Pantoja at International Fight Week, and he's putting that title on the line. So if Kai Cara France wins, he wants another shot at Moreno, who's beaten him twice. Albazi would still be undefeated. And a couple things might have to happen there, but a jump from number 7 to a title fight isn't unprecedented in the UFC. Jamahal Hill, for example, the latest one. But Kai Cara France, Amir Albazi weighing in at 125.5 and 126, respectively. The co-main event, Bruce Leroy, Alex Caceres, number 15 at featherweight, is taking on Daniel Pineda. Caceres weighs in at 145, Pineda 145.5. Jesse Butler stepping in to face Jim Miller with Jared Gordon out. More on that in a minute. He weighed in at 154.5, Miller 155.5. It's the UFC debut for Jesse Butler. Victor Altamirano, 124.5, Tim Elliott 126. They're all good. Karina Silva 125.5, and Ketlin Souza 124.5. And like I said, it got a little chippy, got a little animated between Kai Cara France and Amir Albazi. That's going to be a fun fight. Looking forward to that one, no doubt. And then Jared Gordon, I told you, he's off the card, made some comments about a concussion he had sustained during camp. And look, the Bobby Green no contest, the bad decision against Patty the Batty. He's looking to get in there, but removed from the bout. Miller remains on the card, and he faces his brand new opponent, Jesse Butler, making his UFC debut on 2 days' notice. He's 31, typically competes at featherweight, but he will step in for the opportunity to fight on a UFC card in a lightweight belt. His previous outing was a unanimous decision win over Luis Luna at Fury FC 75 in February. He's currently on a 5-fight win streak. And Gurram Kutateledze, he says visa issues forced him out of UFC on ESPN 45. His next fight is already being worked on. He wanted everyone to know that it is not an injury, saying, quote, I did not pull out for the fight. I was pulled due to visa complications. Ready and prepared for fight with anybody. Fight date is being worked on as we speak. Upcoming weeks, we are back. Stop speculation. Thanks for understanding. God bless. Well, he was supposed to face Jamie Malarkey, and he was replaced by Dana White's Contender Series alum, Muhammad Naimov, who's 8-2, and he's making his UFC debut at UFC on ESPN 45 this weekend at the Apex in Vegas. The main event, Kai Cara France and Amir Albazi, number 3 and number 7, about with all kinds of title ramifications. Closing the show at UFC on ESPN 45 at 125 pounds. Wrapping it up on the Fight Stack, your end of the week special with me, Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media. Gave you the weigh-ins, the weights, the ramifications, and now it's time to take a look at the odds breakdown on our end of the week special for UFC on ESPN 45, Kai Cara France and Amir Albazi, the main event. Let's quickly run you through where the lines are now. A little bit of movement on the main event. They were both minus 110 around there to open up. Amir Albazi and Kai Cara France. So Amir Albazi is undefeated in the UFC. He's ranked number 7 at flyweight, and he is getting a shot against number 3 ranked Kai Cara France, who's fought the top names in the division. And Albazi, a little bit of a favorite here at minus 115. Kai Cara France at minus 105. Look, whoever you think is going to win this fight, just take them straight up. You got the value there. You got the opportunity to make some money there, right? So if you're looking for methods, Albazi by KO/TKO, remember, he finishes fights, plus 550 there. By submission, he's at plus 275. By decision, plus 375. Kai Cara France by decision is plus 175, plus 400 KO/TKO. And you're looking at Albazi, he's going to want to grapple, he's going to want to take him down, he's going to want to get submissions, but he could get a finish with the hands or the feet. Kara France is the kickboxer, the boxer, he's going to get a finish on the feet only. So if you're looking for a method of finish in this fight, it's going to be on the feet if it's Kai Kara France. It could be on the feet or on the ground, but more likely on the ground for Albazi. But again, when the money line's this tight, why take unnecessary risks if you're not absolutely sure? You have other fights on this card that you can get a lot of value on. For example, Alex Caceres, minus 175 over Daniel Pineda. When I'm looking at this fight, Pineda's at plus 145. Alex Caceres has more ways to win. He's great on the feet. He sets you up for those takedowns. He's really good with his jiu-jitsu. He's got more ways to finish this fight. So if you like Caceres, maybe you go straight up on him. As far as the prop bets in this fight, the only one that I really like for this one, and Bruce Leroy is a longtime veteran, he will walk you into a trap, and I think Pineda is more than game, but Pineda's got great jiu-jitsu. Plus 350, if you like Pineda, you're going to want to pick him by submission. You're going to want to parlay Pineda and Pineda by submission, or just take Pineda by submission at plus 350. Meanwhile, Caceres, look, by decision is your best bet with him always, but by KO or TKO, he's plus 250. You might want to take a ride with him there, and will it go the distance? You know, that's always something that's a little dicey, but yes is plus 130, no is minus 175, so you might want to go. It's the same number as Alex Caceres. You don't have to look too hard to figure that one out. That's the co-main event. Another fight I'm looking at here, Tim Elliott and Victor Altamirano. Tim Elliott, and you can catch all these previews and odds breakdowns. You can go back and listen to them right here on this channel. I've done them all already. This is the end of the week special. But for Elliott and Altamirano, remember, Elliott went through the camp where his wife was cheating on him, he says, with his teammate and best friend, even as far back as their wedding night. So we just saw Mackenzie Dern come out under similar circumstances, going through a divorce and a custody battle. It refocuses people. So if you believe that Elliott is the dude who refocuses through this and put everything into his training, at minus 185, that's a good number against Altamirano, who's at plus 150. So Tim Elliott, who's fought everybody in the world from Mighty Mouse on down, he's been a champion in other organizations, and he's got that big fight experience. And when you're looking at this fight, you're thinking it's going to end by decision, which is plus 100 for Elliott, plus 300 for Altamirano. But Elliott by submission at plus 500 is sticking in my head here. I look at, he's got a nice bag of tricks for the submission, so I would take a peek at that if I were you. Another main card fight that's really interesting here because the fighter was changed is Jim Miller and Jesse Butler. Now, Jim Miller's got his 40th octagon appearance under his belt. He's going to have 25 UFC wins with a win here. But Jesse Butler has got good jiu-jitsu, doesn't have the big-time experience, coming in to replace Jared Gordon, and he's more of a striker. So a little bit of a different matchup for Miller, who's a minus 275 favorite in this one. Butler is plus 210. Honestly, I wouldn't touch this one with a 20-foot pole. And the other fight, the only other fight that I really wanted to touch on is Karina Silva and Ketlyn Souza. Souza's making her debut. She was the champion in Invicta FC. Karina Silva's got the better competition under her belt. She's got the more tools in the toolbox, but man, oh man, Karina Silva at minus 225 is a big favorite. Souza at plus 185 is a nice dog in this fight. And Souza by KO or TKO at plus 700, to me, that's huge. Now, Silva by submission at plus 150, by KO TKO plus 450. Look, they're both by decision. Plus 275 for Silva and plus 300 for Souza. Those aren't bad. However you think the fighter's going to win, that's how I would bet this one. Look, if you're going Souza with the hands of steel right there at plus 185, she has dynamite in her fist. Plus 700 is not all that far to go to take her by KO, TKO. Silva, you're going to want to take her by submission. That's how I see that fight happening for you to get the most value when you're putting the action on the action. Don't forget, check out all of our fight stack previews and odds breakdowns of the main card fights on this card right here on this channel, wherever you get your podcasts, which could be Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, iHeart, iEverywhere, Stitcher, Podbean. You know what I'm saying? You'll find it there. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more. Your end of the week update special on the fight stack. Taking a look at the weights, the ramifications, where the lines have moved, the prop bets, things like that to help you keep that best value when you're putting some action on the action. Previews and breakdowns of every main card fight on every UFC fight card right here, including UFC 189. Feeling fine next week in the beautiful city of Vancouver. And you know what's going to be happening there, BC, Canada. right after that, full speed, turning the corner, full speed into International Fight Week, the 2nd through the 9th in Vegas. We'll be all over that place. I'll be on ESPN Radio. You will see me. You will hear me. I'll be here for you, because without you, there is no me. Keep your game tight and your mind right, fight fans. I'm out.